morning, baby. What time is it? Hey, what time? Where'd you go? Baby, where are you? Are you in the kitchen? You must be, because I smell the sweet aroma of coffee. Yes. It's so good to me. Baby, you make the best coffee. Thank you so much. What do you mean I spoiled the surprise? Breakfast in bed? Oh, that's so sweet. What's on the menu? Waffles, yeah. Omelets, okay. And bacon? Okay. That sounds delicious, baby. You know how much I love your waffles. But are we feeding a flock of children I haven't met, or... Oh, I need sustenance, huh? And for what? You have some plans to burn some calories with me later? Oh, you're gonna put my body to work. This sounds like it's shaping up to be the best day ever. Did I forget it was my birthday? Oh, wait, why would I go back to bed? Honey, it's not a surprise if I already know about it. Nope, I'm just gonna stand here, drink my coffee, and watch your sexy body make me breakfast. A fine man like you, cooking me a meal? Now that is a gorgeous sight. What? Why do I need to put on the apron? But I don't want to help. I want to stand here and stare and make indecent comments. Baby, you've got it all figured out. You're on a roll, look at you. I would just get in your way. Fine, I'll help. What do you want me to do? No, I am not chopping the onion. Mm-mm. Because it'll make my eyes water, and then I'll be all puffy, and then I'll look terrible today, and then you won't want to have sex with me, and... Besides, your eyes don't get all watery like mine. Well, in that case, then you know how bad it is. Baby, you wouldn't do that to me, would you? How about if you take care of the onions, and then I'll take care of you? You wouldn't turn me away, would you? If I just stepped closer... And put my hand here on your chest. And look deep into your beautiful eyes. And then just bit my lip. Like that. Yes! Aw, baby. Don't pout. I didn't cheat? How is biting my lip cheating? Oh, I see. Since you can't resist it, it's cheating for me to do it. Okay, I see how it is. That's how it works. Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Just slide over so I can chop the peppers. But before you do, come here. I love you. Now get to work. My plans for the day? Well, mostly errands, since I'm back to work the rest of the week. I also need to make a grocery run, technically, but... No, you're not coming. Because you always throw junk food in the cart when my back is turned. Yes, you do! I did not break the eggs last time, and I also do not need adult supervision. Okay, all right. Let's think back, shall we? How did the eggs get broken? that tub of ice cream only fell on them because you tossed it into the cart. And whose fault does that make it? Right. No dice, babe. No, it is not my fault for failing to keep you out of the freezer section. But you have just illustrated why you're not coming to the Sneaking up and tickling me when I have a knife in my hands is not a great plan, sweetie. But I don't mind the feeling of your arms around me. I could just stay like this all day, wrapped up safe in your arms. And those little kisses on my neck. Who's cheating now? Okay, let me put the knife down and turn around so I can put my arms around you and kiss you properly. Well, hello there, handsome. To both of you. You seem rather amorous this morning. Not that I'm complaining. I guess we should keep making breakfast. Okay, I'll get the eggs prepped while you do the bacon. You said you had some work to wrap up this morning, right? Cool. Why don't I run my errands while you do that? And then... then we can spend time together this afternoon without anything hanging over our heads. What do I want to do this afternoon? Well, there are some walking trails around here that I've been wanting to try. maybe we could go on one of those. The weather later should be perfect for it. No, I don't think it's supposed to rain, but I can check after breakfast. Well, if it rains, we'll just have to figure out something else we can do indoors. Oh, I bet we can think of something. Oh, I think you know exactly what I have in mind. That's right. Board games. Yep. You guessed it. Ding, ding. Oh, excuse me. Let me grab that salt. Oh, there's a toll to get past you. And what's that? Oh, a hug? I think I can do that. Mine. I said you're mine. My man to kiss and love and tease and hug. Not the way you kiss me. Oh, man. This is how I want to spend my whole life, baby. Safe and well-fed and in love with you. Thank you. For what? For everything. For being so sweet to me all the time. For being my biggest hype man and my best friend. For, oh God, for lifting me up no matter how far that it feels like I've fallen. And for giving me the honor of doing the same thing for you. For listening to me ramble on for hours and hours and then always being that tether back to my original point. For always believing in me. For being my anchor and my wings. For being mine and wanting me as yours. Oh no, The bacon. Oh no. Oh, I hope you like your extra crispy bacon, babe, because those pieces are yours. Nuh-uh, you forgot about the bacon. You get to eat the crispy pieces. It's my fault for distracting. No, it's your fault for letting yourself be distracted. Well, I wouldn't have distracted you if you weren't so damn sexy in the first place. So the fault still belongs with you, sir. I accept no blame. But just to prove how much I love you, I will agree to split the crispy pieces, halvesies. That's as good as you're getting, baby. Take it or leave it. Good. Now, scooch. Let me get these omelets going. Sometimes it just doesn't even seem real. Oh, no, I was mumbling to myself, babe. Just about this. You. Us. Sometimes it feels like a dream. There are still times that I wake up next to you and I have to remind myself that it's not a dream, that you really are here, and that you really are mine, finally. You remember what happened the morning after our first night together? Yep, I didn't believe it was real. I had to pinch you just to be sure. Oh! I was supposed to pinch myself if I thought I was dreaming. Oh, well, where's the fun in that? No, baby. I think it was much better that I pinched you. Well, I didn't mean to pinch you so hard, but I needed to be really sure it was you. Oh, gosh. And even so, I just felt so bubbly and giggly that whole day. I could barely stand to let you leave the room. I just couldn't believe it. I felt like the luckiest girl in the world. And I still do. Every single day. I love you, baby. I love you so much. As delicious as your mouth is. I'm fucking starving. So can we eat? Okay. Hey, don't you steal my good bacon. You give that back.